is this Claudio Castagnoli, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil, Jay, and that bonehead Choppy.
Your shows, your entertainment, and your network. This is Rant EM Media.
Remember, what this network wants, this network gets. I promise you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Broadcasting live from Shaolin, Staten Island.
Freak Show Central.
Where's that?
New York City.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast on Rant EM Radio. Proud member of the Shining Wizards Network and Dark Satellite Media.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Them and tell them not to doubt, even now, not to doubt. Tell them to keep their faith. They must keep faith.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Love me some terror. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anybody else who recognizes as another something, because everybody is something now. They recognize as something else or something that they no one's ever heard of before, and that's fine. It's 2022. Do whatever you want as long as you're not a jerk off. That's my whole thing. That's my MO. Episode 466 of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. It's your boy, the Impact player, Philly Rea, the symbol of Excellence in Sports Entertainment Broadcasting, the Blue Collar Scholar, the Heavyweight Primate, the Yoda of yesteryear, quoted by Chunky Larry. Anyway, obviously I'm by myself because, let me get comfy on the couch here because no one's here and I can lounge out. So, anyway, I got SummerSlam 97 on the big screen because Kevin Castle brought up the other day that we were all there. Myself, Johnny Drapes from formerly of Wrestling Soup, I believe their brother Mike from Shutdown was there. Was it Mike or John? It was John from Last Stand. I mean, a third of the Scandato brothers were there, I can tell you that. My boy Ray, Big B from the Cave Crew radio show, and fucking Pints, new hockey podcast coming out. They did a preview show already. I am stoked about hockey this year, man. I'm so stoked because the Rangers went far. And the first round of the playoffs went this past playoff, like every game in the first round went to like seven game sevens. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So, and I was coming home catching all the late games. Colorado won the cup. So it was like, they lost one game in the playoffs. They went like 15-1. It was ridiculous. So Edmonton and Calgary had the Battle of Alberta, which was fantastic. The Rangers went to two game sevens and went to the Eastern Finals and lost to Tampa Bay. So, you know, I mean, it was just a fun time. I mean, to me, hockey is my favorite sport. Baseball is a very close second. I know I talk baseball more, but I played hockey for almost 20 years consecutive, so I wasn't very good at it. I was basically a fucking bully, but I learned a ton about the game. I wound up coaching and refereeing and coaching children was fun and challenging because they were really tiny. They were like ages like 5 to 9. Just keeping them vertical was like the whole key for me, you know. I really couldn't teach them X's and O's, but just the concept of the game. And I learned a lot about myself. I don't have a lot of patience, which is weird. How can Phil coach children and I don't have patience? For some reason, I felt natural with these guys, you know, and it was great. And I wish I would have stuck with it. I didn't. I started my career, and I just neglected all of my hockey intuitions. So here we are 20-something years later, and I still love the game. So, and I'm glad that, you know, I understand it's not the biggest, most popular sport in North America. I get it. And I just, for some reason, I don't understand why it never got that far. I mean, can you blame the league? I mean, that's just another podcast. I don't have enough time for that because I don't really want to. I don't know how long I'm going to keep on with this because I'm by myself. Jay is settling into his new home. Choppy is Choppy. So, I mean, I can't, you know, I'm breaking the fourth wall here. I don't know what's going on with Choppy. He'll answer a text. He won't answer a text. He's very active on social media now. So I guess his priorities are elsewhere, whatever. His seat is open always. He knows that I am too old and I am too, I don't want to say busy, but I'm too old and too proud to chase other grown men to fucking do a podcast. So. He knows, you know, he gets text messages from us every week. He knows what the deal is. He knows what the itineraries are. He's got an open seat. I can't, whatever, man. I can't really be bothered with it. I'm just, you know. Either way, shout out to my cousin Richie last week for helping out. That was really cool. I told Richie I'm going to get him back on the podcast more. He does a podcast with a bunch of dudes on Thursdays. I think it's called Spanning the Globe or something like that. I don't know the name of it. It's a hard watch because it's like four dudes or five dudes. And it's just, they're very knowledgeable guys. And they're all cool. They're all nice and cordial. It's just very mundane. And I'm like, it was a hard listen, you know. But my cousin's my cousin. So, he's family and he's around my age. I think he's a year old. You're younger than me, or you 2 years younger than me. So he knows the game. He knows the business. So, and, you know, I might have some more co-hosts. I don't know. I guess this is going to be like a state of the podcast address, you know? We're almost at, I mean, we'll probably hit 500 episodes next year. I don't know. Listen, I want to keep going, okay? Realistically, I want to keep going. The problem is, my co-hosts have lives. They have jobs and children and homeownership, and they're grown-ups now. You know what I'm saying? I can't expect these guys to be here every fucking week, and I can't expect them to, you know, to jump at an event or a convention or, you know what I'm saying? It's really hard as we get older to make commitments to your extracurricular activities. And for all you guys and girls that are listening that are becoming of age, that you have relationships or you're already married with children, you understand the concept of that stuff comes first. And I can't be, you know, upset too much at, I mean, I can be upset at certain things, you know, like not returning phone calls and texts and, you know, let your intentions known. You know, I'll get like a text now from Jay. This is funny. Jay will text me with like 20, last week he texted me with like 20 pictures of what he's doing to his house. Like, you know, I'm busy, but I'm not busy. And he's always busy. He's working two jobs. You know, like I said, he's got the girlfriend, the fiance, I should say, him and Tabes get married. But now he's got a built-in family because she came with two children. And, you know, and they're not old yet. You know, they're still young, small children. And, you know, Jay is like their stepdad, you know, and it's a whole new life for him. And he jumped literally right after he joined the podcast. He hooked up with Tabe. So it's like that whole thing started as he started the podcast. Matter of fact, he'll be with us 3 years, I think, next month. Yeah, he's got a birthday coming up. So, listen, I don't know how long I'm going to go. I don't want to stop, though. You know, I still love this thing, and I love what we're doing. And we have a great fan base. You guys are fantastic. You know, we love each and every one of you. We love the support. We love all the fun we do on the podcast page and, you know, on the Facebook gimmicks. And it's like, I love pro wrestling. I told you guys, I love pro wrestling. It's my mistress. It's my baby. It's never left me. It's never broke up with me. You know, it's disappointed me. Maybe not as much as a woman has, but it's disappointed me, but it always makes up for it, you know, and I keep that, even with the current shit and the nostalgic shit, you know, I keep that very close and near and dear to me. So, you know, and even our constituents, our podcast compadres, man, look at the Wizards. They're on episode 600. They rose to Tony last week, so that's fun. Wrestling Soup still doing their thing. Don Tony still doing his thing without Kev. I mean, like, you know, there's Solomonster is still a beast, and he's killing it, and he's actually, a matter of fact, I think, and if I'm not mistaken, he's one of the voices of House of Glory now, and I didn't even see that last pay-per-view, but I know the Briscoes retained their titles because they're fighting next month again. So I didn't see that event because I missed it. I was pissed off that I thought I could stream it. I didn't get home in time to do all that shit. So I don't know. I'm just, you know, part of me is being a bitter Betty, and part of me is just like, I don't care. And I got my own life, too. You know, I'm trying to get my, I mean, I haven't had a routine in like 3 years. I'm trying to get my life together, and it's weird because I don't have a routine like I used to. I used to have Michael all the time, and I don't have him all the time. He's a teenager now, and I'll have him this weekend, but I barely see him. You know, he's got his family. His mom's got a new life. His dad's got a big family. So it's like I don't see Michael like I used to, and that kind of hurts too. You know, my job is in transition in terms of leadership, so trying to adapt to that. And I mean, I'm you know, just doing my job and doing my thing, and I'm at a crossroads with that too. I've been doing this for a long time. Do I want to, you know, maybe want to do something else? I don't know if I'll make the same kind of money. You know, it's just about keeping your head above water. I live in New York City, and, you know, everything's expensive. Everything's expensive all over the country right now. You know, people are bailing. They're moving down south from here, and even down south now is getting expensive. You know, I won't discuss politics on fucking social media. People are fucking clueless. I have friends who, to this day, as of like 2 days ago, are posting shit and have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. And I don't want to say, hey, shame on you, because I really don't want to argue with anybody over politics. Politics prevents accountability. I've said that a million times on this podcast. And, you know, everybody's crooked. Everybody's corrupt. I had a conversation with a friend at work. You know, he's my mom's age, and he's one of these fucking Fox News enthusiasts, which kind of, you know, chaps my ass a little bit. So I'm, like I said, I'm not a Republican, but I'm also not a Democrat either. I'm an independent. Sometimes I'll lean towards the left about a lot of issues. There's a lot of issues I'm really right-handed about on the right-hand side of that. So I'm, you know, right-winged, if you will, right? So, but I don't like the fucking, the right-right insanity that's on, you know. And my friend says to me, he's like, you know, it's that third, and you're talking about, I said, listen, I said, one of the problems in this country is, and I'll say it, well, I guess it'll be a philatorial too, but we got a lot to talk about tonight. Today, I should say. There's what's the words I want to use? I don't want to sound like a chooch. So the whole concept of career politicians irks me. In essence, like, you know, your presidents, your governors, they get terms, right? 4-year terms, whatever it is, right? I don't know the whole schematics of it. But, like, you can only be a president. You can only have four. If you're a president, you only have 2 terms. I believe it's the same thing with the governor. I don't know if that's just here or it goes by state. I'm not too sure about that. But, like, you can only run twice or whatever it is. Or you can only be in twice, I should say. Because, right? You can't run anymore after that, right? I don't know why there's career politicians. Like, why can't you get, like, fresh blood in there every couple of years? And this is on every side. I'm not talking about just, like, the Democrats or the Republicans. Like, I think if the houses will be divided eventually again. I mean, they are now, but, like, more than ever. But if you get new blood in there with new ideas and a new sense of responsibility to the country, you know, maybe, you know, maybe things won't be as bad. You don't know. Like, you don't know until you try. Everybody's like, oh, you know, he's telling me, like, oh, everybody's corrupted. Everybody's, you know, everybody's out for their money, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'd be out for my money, too, if I was a career politician in that same fucking seat for 20 years and I'm making cake on it. I mean, I'd be the same way. But it's not just one person. It's a bunch of people who have been involved for a long time, and their ideas are old. And their ideas are outdated, and they're fucking just not doing the right thing for this country. I was driving around New Jersey yesterday, and we saw, like, the gas prices are going down. And, of course, that's a big thing here, too, because, you know, on top of everything being expensive in New York, in the tri-state area, I should say, fuel is up, you know? And it's like, you don't realize this shit until you fucking start driving around, and you have a family of 4 or a family of 6 or a family of 3, and you're buying stuff that you usually buy, and it's more expensive than the next. And, you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, fuck Biden, go fuck Brandon, go so-and-so, Trump 2024. Like, soon as people see that shit, they start posting stuff on, without even, like, reading anything, like, without even reading shit, they'll just post about, they'll post their complaint and then when somebody disagrees with them, it's like, well, it's not this, it's that. And I'm like, and this happened the other day on social media with friends. And I was like, you know, and I see this every single day. I'm not just passive aggressively pointing my friends out in their stupidity, but this is every day I see this. Even with people, even with, like, Facebook pages that are like selling things locally. Like, we have, like, the Staten Island garage sale fucking Facebook page, and somebody would be selling a car and be like, all right, this car has got 127,000 miles on it. It's a blah, blah, blah. It needs this, this, and this. Then somebody writes back, well, you know, why are you selling it if it needs this, this, and this, and what for that price? And then somebody else will reply, oh, because he's probably a fucking Democrat, a liberal. And I was like, what does that even mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, because he wants to get a certain price for it, he's fucking liberal, or he's a conservative? Like, I don't understand the concept, man. Politics prevents accountability. No one wants to be held accountable for anything that's wrong with the country. And that's part of the fucking problem. Another part of the problem is we have 300 million people in this country, and almost 44% of them don't vote. And I've said that before, too, on the show. Like, how are you not voting? And then the responses I get from people when I ask them this is absolutely astonishing. I've been told, well, they live in a shitty area, they can't vote. You know, they're from the slums, they can't. Some people live in the ghetto, they don't know anything about voting, and they don't care. They're hard lucked, and then they don't care about, they just worry about the surroundings and they want to survive. And I'm like, don't you want to have a better country for the future? I made a post last week about, I got a text from one of my godchildren. He's going into an honors math program, and he's in junior high school this year, right? And I called my mom. I'm like, let me tell you something. I said, my sisters, my brother, my friends, they all make beautiful babies, and they're going to be wonderful people growing up because they have good parents, right? And part of me is ecstatic at that, because in 20, 30 years, when I'm not here anymore, they're going to go on and do big things because they're going to make a difference. They had all the advantages we didn't, meaning my generation. They have stuff that's available to them quickly, and they're going to be able to absorb information better and distribute information better. They're going to be better members and better functioning members of society. And obviously it starts at home, But if you put people in place, that can make a difference, you might have a better off country. I'm not saying it's going to happen. That's part of that is like a hippie, very liberal mentality. But part of it is very conservative too, because you know what? There are values on the conservative side that I'm firmly behind. I'm behind the Second Amendment. I'm behind freedom of speech, and I don't carry a gun. I don't want to own a gun, but I believe in a right to carry arms. And there's a lot of things that I'm right sided about. But I just won't commit my beliefs to a party, because in 4 years, if there's a fucking Republican that's addressing all the things on my platform, which is healthcare and which is miserable in this country, and education, which we're still like the 30th dumbest fucking country in the world, which is beyond. I don't know how we're the richest country in the world, but we're also the 30th or 27th dumbest in the world. I don't understand that concept. But now I'm starting to understand it, because I look at social media and people are just out of their fucking skulls with this nonsense. No one's taking the time to read. And I guarantee you, people who are posting about inflation and fucking Biden and Trump and about gas prices and fucking the war in the Ukraine, everybody who's posting about this doesn't vote. I guarantee you 60 or 70% of the people I know don't vote, but they'll complain, and that's the problem. So I'm hoping in the next couple of generations, it doesn't look very good now. The crime rate is beyond insane right now in New York City. People are getting shot and stabbed now. It's like the 80s every single fucking day. In every borough. It's just ridiculous. There was a robbery, literally an armed robbery, about two blocks from here. This is a very residential area. This is a very, very, very quiet area on Staten Island. And now it's like people are getting robbed at gunpoint in their homes, And the prison system is insane here. We have almost 6,000 inmates in our maximum facility here in the city, not counting the ones upstate in the state. This is the one in the city. They want to split that up and put correction facilities in each borough, so we could split up the fucking time. But that's going to cost billions of dollars, because now you got to build buildings, you got to build, and you got to fund it, you got to staff it. And then you got to maintain it, and that's the Department of Corrections and the Police Department. That's a whole reform. That's got that system needs to fucking reform. Re-educate the fucking police and corrections. Inmates are dying at a fucking insane rate under the care of some of these people. And it's like, I don't, you know. And my friend's like, oh, let them kill each other. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Like, I don't, I told my friend yesterday, the other day, because he's older gentleman, he's my mom's age, he's about to retire. He's like, oh, let them fucking kill each other. I'm like, how do you sound like? You sound like a fucking racist redneck from the backwoods of, like, Alabama or Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Like, how could you live here? How could anybody live there and talk like that about where you live, you know? I was raised differently. I'm proud of where I'm from. I'm proud of who I am, but I'm not proud of how my city has progressed. You know, and this is not me being, you know, now almost 50 and being like, well, you know, I'm the old man, get off my lawn type of shit. I'm just like not having it, you know. I just want things to be better for the fucking future of this country, of this city, of this state, of our country. I just want us to adapt and take advantage of all these resources we have now. You know, we have all these resources, natural and technology-wise, that no one's tapping into. And when they are, they're utilizing them for something either really terrible or they're not even utilizing them enough at all, which is baffling me. You know, why can't we, you know, function better? There's some, I mean, I don't have enough time because I'm not going to sit here and preach to you guys about that shit. Because we have, you know, listen, at the end of the day, it starts with you. It starts with you and what you want to do in terms of being a better person. And if you're going to procreate and you're going to put people on this planet, you know, you're going to instill those morals in them too. And hopefully they become functioning members of society and they're not jerk-offs. The whole goal is not to be a jerk-off. I don't care if you, like I said in the beginning, I don't care if you identify as a fucking cookie jar, you know? I don't care if you're a girl and you want to be recognized as a guy or vice versa. I don't care if you're a man who wears women's clothes. I don't care if you want to chop off all your bits and pieces and become something else. If you don't break the law, if you're kind to animals and you're not a jerk off, even better. You know what I'm saying? People will looked upon because, oh, no, they can't do that. Why can't they do that? You want to identify as a black man and you're white? I mean, science will say different. No one could stop you. You know, people can disagree. That's the problem. People disagree and it becomes an issue, you know. But if you're not a bad person, like, who gives a shit, you know? I see too much shit on social media, and if I didn't have the podcast, I definitely wouldn't be on it, you know, but I catch up with old friends, and I'm hooked on TikTok now before I go to bed, which is funny. I love fun. It's entertaining. It's got a lot of cool shit on it, a lot of bad shit on it. Excuse me. But a lot of good shit on it, too. And I don't have enough time to get into all of it because we got two pay-per-views to fucking preview today and tomorrow. It's ridiculous. In about 2 hours, we're going to have the Clash at the Castle. And then tomorrow night, we got AEW. So what else is going on? Let's see. My Mets are fantastic. They're still playing great ball. Like I said, I'm excited about hockey. What else is going on? I got the new Megadeth record yesterday. I don't say record because it's not. I say record, but it's digital. But you know, I still in my mind, it's still an album, record, whatever. I downloaded it yesterday. I'm like four songs in. It's not bad. It's Megadeth. You know, it's not going to be. You know, Dave Mustaine. I've said this before. Dave Mustaine could change the band. Band members 4,000 times. As long as he's still in the band will sound the same. That's it. There's no, he doesn't shy away from anything. I just heard him on Joe Rogan's podcast. You know, Dave will be Dave, and that's it. You know, I don't agree with some of his politics, but you know what? I don't have to. I can respect his politics. I can respect the man he is, and I can thank him for fucking 40 years of amazing fucking music, right? So I'm four songs in. There's one. There's the third song is called Night Stalker. I think it's called. It's called Night Stalkers. Yeah, that's the one with Ice-T on it. That was pretty cool. Let's see here. Let's see. Give me one second. I have my phone actually with me. Let's see here. What do we got going on here? What do we got going on here? Let me open up the Amazon gimmick. I'm so sorry. I am exhausted, guys. I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. It's another story, though. My fucking bed still is broken. I have a replacement. I just have to get help to get the old one out of here, which is a pain in the balls. Recently added. There we go. There it is. There it is. No. Where is it? I mean, I don't want to play it because they'll, you know, YouTube will fucking deny my nonsense. It's The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead is the name of the album. It's 14 songs. Yeah, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead, that's the title track. That was good. Life in Hell. Night Stalkers is the third track. That's what Ice-T. And then there's Dogs at Chernobyl, what it's come up to. So we have a lot more left. But it's good. I like it. I'm waiting for, what else is coming out soon? There's some new music coming out from somebody else, too, that I'm really excited about. I write stuff down on my phone. I have, the little gimmick. Speaking of phones, I replaced the case on my phone. I bought an Otterbox. It's a brand that's, very durable. And I noticed that on the bus, when I take the bus, my screen is a little light. I can't lower it because I'm having a hard time seeing sometimes. So it's pretty bright. And I don't want to, when they're in the wee morning hours of the bus is very quiet. The lights are off. People are sleeping or they're listening to music or they're reading. So I try to, keep the screen, to a spot where it's not, where it's not going to be annoying to anybody else that's around me. But I noticed people are fucking looking over your shoulder, reading on your phone, and I'm like, this is bullshit. So I bought one of those privacy screens, you know what I'm saying? When you look from a certain distance, you can't see what's on the screen. It's almost like the computer screens at work, the privacy ones, right? I buy the fucker. Within 24 hours, I install it, whatever, with the new case. I dropped my phone yesterday coming back from Steph's, and I dropped the phone on the floor right in front of where my apartment door, right? I pick up the phone, and the case just pops, the screen protector just pops off, and I'm like, okay. So I bring it back in, I put all my groceries down or whatever, whatever she sent me home with, and I sit down. I go to put the screen back on the fucking phone, and the screen is cracked. I'm like, are you serious right now? I just bought the fucker, and it's supposed to be like this high-grade military fucking compound plastic. I'm like, this is ridiculous, man. So needless to say, I went on Amazon, gave it a bad review. I was pissed off, So we're doing that. So I'm about a month removed from COVID. And I got to tell you, not being able to taste anything is borderline depressed about it. Really, I am. I'm borderline depressed. I just dropped my phone. I'm borderline depressed about it. And I'm mad because I actually lost a couple of pounds, too, because, I'm just discouraged from eating. If I can't fucking smell it or taste it, I can't. I mean, the only thing that I was able to smell in the last month was fucking Augie, who's now sitting above my head now. I smelled his litter box, which was needed to be changed. He's in a huge enclosed thing that I have for him. And I have to change every 2 weeks. But when it's summertime, and sometimes before the 2 weeks, you can, if he has a bad couple of days on the in the box, you could smell it. So I got to change that out. And I got a whiff of some lady's perfume the other day at work. So I'm getting my senses back, but it's few and far between. My friend's like, oh, you want to get pizza? I'm like, yeah. What do you want on a pizza? At this point, I don't give a shit because I can't taste anything. I could taste, I had a salad the other day, and it was like, all right. I had the dressing was had a kick to it. It was a Caesar salad dressing, and it had a kick to it. You know, I had some Mexican food, and I purposely made it hot, and I could get the spice, but I couldn't get some. I got some of the flavor. I'm just like, it's, you know, few. I had peanut butter this morning. I'm like, all right, I'm getting it back, but it's not. It's there, but it's not there. You know, so I'm very, very, very depressed about it. And my mom and I were talking the other day. She's like, it's going to come back. And this is what I was worried about. I wasn't worried about getting COVID. I was just worried about fucking the long-term shit, you know. I got a friend who was almost dead. And he had to wear a trach and he couldn't breathe. And he had to learn how to fucking walk again. He was like in a coma because of this shit. And now it's like everything's long term. He's gonna have problems breathing for the rest of his life. And I'm not in the best of shape, so I didn't want to like get anything that's gonna you know ruin my quality of life. So I'm hoping this is just what it is, and that's it. You know, and I'm hoping that it's something that's not gonna kill me at a young age. I don't want to go yet. You know. Don't get me wrong, I've lived a full life, but I really don't want to go anywhere yet. You know, I'm kind of liking trying to get myself by. You know, it's rough. You know, when you're by yourself and you live alone and you're not as social as you used to be because all your social stuff is like, all your friends are like married with children or they're married and have other shit going on, you know? It's So I'm low on my thoughts a lot, and that's kind of like where I start getting antsy about the podcast, and I start getting antsy about my playing Strat and other shit. Like, you know, like if stuff don't go my way, I have no patience, I lose my mind, and I start getting like, you know, I start thinking the worst of everything, and I can't do that, you know. And you learn a lot about yourself, you know, when you do that, because it allows you to. Like when I was in therapy, you learn to prioritize certain things. You know, you prioritize what's important to you in your life and what's going to help you get by, you know? And I was trying to, like, process all this shit. I'm like, all right. So every day I try to, like, I take a step towards things that. Mishap in my bedroom closet, like the fucking, there's like a, like the old thing in there, the rack that holds all my hangable shit. It's like a gazillion years old, and it broke, and it fell, and all my fucking clothes were all over the floor, and I'm like, all right, and this is the same thing, this is the same closet that had the flood a couple months ago, so I'm like, all right. So now I know I have to replace this fucking thing, and I'm like, I don't know the first thing, so I bought a replacement of buddy's screw gun, and I installed it, you know, and it took my time, and I, you know, I read the instructions, and, you know, I had to make holes in the wall, because the screws weren't going in, and, you know, but it's in, and I felt good about it, you know. Things that I was afraid of, I do now. I take a little bit of a risk, and I don't want to be play safe my whole life. It's not the way to live life, man. You can't do that. You have to push yourself a little bit. And this is especially for a younger audience. If you can at least try, you know, at least try. If you don't, then you just can't. What else? I mean, it's just that kind of party. I will have Hammer here today. There's going to be a post show for the Clash the Castle pay-per-view. I'm sorry, premium live event. I can't say pay-per-view no more. So, yeah, they're going to do a live post show. I may jump on it depending on if Ham is still here or where we are later on in the day. But I hit the button. I'm not sure. But if we are, thanks for listening. I didn't mean to tell anybody, but because I really show in New York City here for next month. Very, very, very excited about that. Takeover Club will be in full effect. And I'm stoked. You know, I love when the last couple New Japan shows I was at were amazing. Of course, the G1, the Tiger Hattori retirement show, which was fantastic. I think it's one of the last live events that Chops was with us for that one. The pictures for that. Really fucking dope. And then, you know, that's, I think it's also Jay's birthday that weekend, too. So we have a lot of stuff going on. And then, of course, end of this month will be in Queens for FTW Wrestling. I believe that's, let me get the date on that. I know I announced it last week, and I announced it on the anniversary show, but I have to remember the fucking date, because I'll put a Facebook post on it, too. It's going to be the 30th. The last Sunday and the last Friday in September. So, big things coming up. Big things. There was even a New Japan show this morning, and I was up, and I'm so mad I forgot about it. You know, so I'll watch that later on. But my Fire Stick died in my fucking bedroom, so I have a Fire Stick out here in the living room, so I'll watch it. And, you know, sometimes I just don't want to get out of bed. Right, Augie? Me and Augie just, we lay in bed a lot. Like, we lounge. He lounges more than I. As a matter of fact, he's lounging, right? He's literally on top of the couch, chilling. But, yeah, we like to lounge. We don't like to get out of bed all the time. So, I don't want to have to come in here and watch TV. Sometimes I'm lazy. So, but, yes, a lot of shit going on, man. A lot of wrestling to talk about. There'll be no throwback this week, obviously, because we're going to be just talking about this stuff. But, you know, there's we talked about SummerSlam 97 earlier, and WWE has been relentless trying to right wrongs now that Vince McMahon is not, you know, in charge, you know. And everybody's, Stephanie and Triple H are getting raises, and And Triple H is re-signing people. He brought Karrion Kross back. He just re-signed Braun Strowman. He brought back the Hit Club. What the fuck they call it? The Hit Club? Whatever. He's making things right again. And I told everybody it's going to be a slow process. You're not going to get everything right away. Because there's certain things. There's still things going to change. Going to be amazing, and nothing is going to be done that hasn't been done already. And I think that's the main thing for me as an older fan is that the younger fans, this is my observation, younger fans like, oh, I can't believe they're going to do this with, you know, like with the whole Punk Moxley thing, and we'll get into AEW in a few minutes, but like that stuff's been done already, like, you know, like the promos and the, you know what I'm saying, like that's all that stuff's been done already. Now it's just a matter of, you know, you can't reinvent the wheel, but who's behind the wheel? And that's the big thing with me. You know, it's WWE is not gonna, they're not gonna shy away from anything they're doing now. They're gonna try to switch some shit up and do right by the fans, because let's face it, you know, they want to keep the fan base happy to an extent. A lot of it they don't care about because they're huge. They're global, publicly traded, and there really is no competition. You want pro wrestling? Watch NWA. Watch New Japan. Watch Old Japan. You want wrestling? You want pro wrestling sprinkled in with sports entertainment a little bit? Watch AEW. You want sports entertainment? You watch WWE. Like, there's something for everybody. And that is another story, and I've told everybody that before. My point is that it's not about what they're doing, it's who's doing it. Okay? So, with WWE, it's like they're righting a lot of wrongs. They released guys and girls that they shouldn't have. They're going to bring these guys and girls back, and hopefully they do the right thing with them. And it's not that bad. It's really not as bad as people think. And you know, as a fan, even if they're your favorite, they're not your favorite, whatever, I'm just, for me, for my buck, I still want to be entertained. And I'm still that guy. And I'll always be that guy. You know, my life is, I've dedicated extracurricular life to this shit. You know, and I'm beyond blessed that I have a platform to tell you guys how I feel about these things every week. And some of you guys are amazing, and we're all on the same page, and that helps, you know. But when we're not, we agree to disagree. Fun times, you know. All right. So where are we right now in terms of time? My computer is the fucking worst, and you guys know all that. I don't have to tell you guys that. And I can't even do anything until we stop freezing. Now my computer's frozen. Yay. Frozen. All right, we're about 45 minutes in. Okay. So we'll do WWE. We'll take a break, and then we'll talk about AEW. So let's see. I don't want to read about that. Let's see here. No. All right. So let's get into Clash at the Castle. From, where's it coming from? Scotland, right? It's going to be, let's see here. In Principality Stadium in Cardiff, Wales. Scotland. It's Cardiff, Wales. It's going to be live on the cock, 1 o'clock our time in about 2 hours. And I'm going to go from the bottom up because I want to talk about the championship. And I'm liking the fact that we got a pay-per-view main event that we're unsure about. And I'll talk about that in like a couple of seconds here. Let me just scroll down and get to the meat and potatoes of this shit. All right. You got Edge teaming up with Rey Mysterio versus Judgment Day. One of Triple H's better decisions during these days, early days of his new job, is him being more involved with creative, you know. And it's, like I said, it's a slow transition that Vince isn't there anymore, right? And he's putting in these little nuances, and he's putting in these little wrinkles, and without really, you know, without aggressively just tossing shit out. So Judgment Day has been terribly mishandled between the whole Edge thing and the turning and all this other shit. You know, but Edge and Mysterio are basically a lock for the face team to get their revenge on Judgment Day. I'm still waiting for a Dominic turn. I think Dominic's too bad to be a heel. He's not very good in the ring, so maybe that's why they didn't turn him. They're probably waiting for him to be a better wrestler, which may not even happen. I am very excited about this next match. I just saw Gunther recently at a house show. I forget who he fought already. Oh, Jesus. It doesn't matter. I saw him at a house show, and he was fantastic. He's still Walter to me. Now he's Gunther, the IC champion. Regardless of the outcome, it's going to be a... and Gunther's run in NXT UK rightfully cemented him as a fan favorite, whether he's a heel or not. And Sheamus, believe it or not, over 10 years already, my man's been in WWE. You want the high class fella? They're all probably happy to returning to Europe. You know, this is the first time they have had a live event in Europe in fucking 30 years. So. About time they step up and help and take care of our peoples overseas in the UK, man, because they deserve everything. They got an amazing fan base. I'm not just saying that because we have friends there, but they do have an amazing fan base over there, and not just football either. Okay, all right. So IC title, Sheamus versus Gunther. I think Gunther's lackey is gonna get involved probably. Which means Sheamus' pals are going to get involved too. But I think Gunther's going to retain. He's going to put some prestige on the workers' title. You know what I'm saying? Matt Riddle versus Seth Rollins. There's some allegedly. I don't want to get into it. Allegedly, there's been some heat, like real heat, with these guys. But Rollins has been getting the upper hand, and he's been a thorn in Riddle's side for a while now. But this is a really good. This is very well booked. This is one of their better storylines right now. Riddle wins. I recently saw a video of Riddle doing some working out with Liv Morgan, teaching her some submission shit. I'm like, you know, they got Riddle doing the whole bro, like the surfer, fucking Rob Van Dam, stoner gimmick, you know? And that's probably him in real life, too. I like to see him with a little more edge, though. A little more, you know, a little more mean streak in him, you know? But then that would probably take away from his character, and I don't think they want to do that right now. So, anyway, moving right along. Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Asuka versus returning Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Rob's baby mama, future baby mama, EO, I used to be Shirai, now I'm Sky. I mean, Kai and Sky, which is a terrible fucking name for a team, by the way, were the surefire favorites to win the vacant women's tag team title on Raw. The emergence of Puerto Rican China and Aaliyah as champions was a genuine surprise to everybody, which is not really a bad thing, but, you know, Bayley's group now has to come back to some, you know, has to get some momentum in this. So I think they're going to pick up the win over the face team. So, and Bianca Belair is, I mean, all these girls are not going to, outside of Alexa Bliss, all these girls aren't going to lose their spot because they're all popular right now. They're all over in terms of that. So, all right, moving right along. Speaking of women's champions, Liv Morgan defends against Shayna Baszler. On paper, it's a mismatch because Baszler's a fucking brute. All right. And she's a submission specialist, which is why Matt Riddle's been working with her, which makes sense. I don't know her, and I know that, you know, Shayna's been palling around with her real life pal Ronda Rousey. I don't know if Rousey gets involved in this. She's got her own thing going on right now with SmackDown. But I don't see Shayna winning the title. Liv Morgan's over right now, and people have been giving her shit. Listen, man, just because you're a champion doesn't mean you have to be a fucking world class wrestler. I don't have time to tell you how many people have been world champion in pro wrestling and, you know, don't deserve it.
Ronnie Garvin.
But, I mean, you know.
Ultimate Warrior.
I mean, there's so many guys that had that title and you know, it just, for me, you know, it's all about the character at this point, you know. And if you can wrestle, if you have both, then you're gold. If you have one or the other, you have to, you know, Hide your negatives and expose your positives, you know? But I see Liv Morgan retaining. And she's going to learn some submission moves, you know? And then we come to the... Is that the only fucking matches on here? There's got to be more matches on here, though. There's got to be more matches on this. That's it? You serious right now? I think there's more matches, but I think this listing is wrong. Let me just double check here. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. My fucking internet is great, but my... But this is all gimmicks right now. Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm actually going to go to WWE.com and make sure that I have all these matches down because I was on the CBS Sports site just running down the card, you know? Yeah, that's it. Holy shit. And, of course, all right, so the main event, Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns for the Undisputed Championship. Well, let's get into that for a second because... You know, like I said before, like I'm excited that I don't know I can't guess the outcome. You know? I don't know. Here's the deal. You know, McIntyre wins the number one contendership. He beats, I think, Sheamus, right? Reigns goes and beats Brock Lesnar in that fucking insane match at SummerSlam with the forklift and the tape. I mean, it was well done until the end, right? So this sets up McIntyre. How do you not give him the title? I mean, I'm not a big McIntyre guy at all, obviously, right? You know my stance on him. I don't dislike him. I think he's a good talent. I want to emotionally invest in his character, but I can't. It just reminds me of Mel Gibson's fucking Braveheart. That's what I played when I opened the show today. But I don't know. You know, how do you not pick McIntyre with the hometown crowd behind him? Like, I don't know how you do it. How do you not give him the title, right? But on the other hand, Roman Reigns has beaten everybody. And I'm talking everybody. He's beaten the Goldbergs and the Brock Lesnars and the McIntyres, and he's beaten John Cena. He's beaten everybody for 700 fucking days. Like, how do you not give him the title as a retain? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you, I don't, I, this is the first, I'm really stumped. So now if you give McIntyre the title, it sets up a bunch of things in terms of stories. Like, you know, you can have Reigns come back. You got Kevin Owens. You got Seth Rollins. You have Riddle. Cody Rhodes will be on his way back. You can always throw Sheamus in there for a fun time because that's what they'll... And people will be like, oh, we've seen this match before. You're going to see all these matches before. You're going to see them all again. It's about the talent. If they put on good matches, stop fucking complaining about it's the same match. Ric Flair fought Ricky Steamboat over 1,000 times in their career. We've only seen 3 or 4 matches on television. Okay? So be that one dude from the fucking 80s who lives in the fucking the Bible-thumping fucking part of the world in the country here, and he's been to a bunch of house shows, and he's got to watch that. Then he goes home and watches it on pay-per-view. It's the same concept. The talent is there. You have built-in... Karrion Kross is probably the next guy. You got to just, you know, I don't know. Maybe he gets involved. I don't know. You know, I don't see... Reigns has to lose. I know Choppy was talking about last time he was with us, like... He goes, I want to see Roman Reigns hold the belt until Mania of next year. And that may well happen. They might have to build up to a Karrion Kross, Cody Rhodes, or somebody against Roman at WrestleMania. You know? Or he drops the belt, wins it back before the Royal Rumble, and someone has to win the Royal Rumble, obviously, to get back to Roman Reigns. So Roman Reigns can have this... You know, certain guys don't need a title. You know, does Roman need the title? He doesn't need it as much as Drew McIntyre does. I can tell you that. And that's the difference too. Like a lot of guys don't need a championship anymore. It's that kind of party now. You can't really worry about that shit. And I've had this conversation with everybody that'll listen to me. Like, you know, there's certain people that don't need a championship. They do not need a championship to be successful in pro wrestling. If you're over, if the fans love you, if you're selling your merch, if you're doing all your gimmicks, if you're, you know, it's about that party, but I don't know. Part of me sees Drew McIntyre winning it and then Roman Reigns getting it right back. And then part of me sees Roman Reigns is not losing it all until March of next year. April, sorry, when they go back to Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Anyway, and that's it for WWE. And then, you know what? Braun Strowman's back. you know what? Like, this is crazy. Like, you know, there's so many guys now that you can implement in these title matches. It's nice. It's like a baseball team having all these hitters on the bench. You have all these options. Oh, do I throw the lefty in there? Do I throw the righty in there? What do I do? Like, what do I do, you know? I don't know. We're about an hour into this shit. We're going to talk AEW in a few minutes. I'm going to play a commercial break and plug our friends. And then we'll be all out 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, episode 466. It's your boy Philly Ray, riding solo. And we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you tired of being told what to think and believe by Hollywood elites and politicians who just don't care about you?
Tired of not getting the truth when you watch the news?
Tired of trying to figure out what pronoun to use?
Tired of mob mentality when all you want to do is think for yourself and make up your own mind?
That's where we come in. This is Justin.
And Vince.
Your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown.
We are a weekly anti-PC podcast bringing you entertainment and current event news without any spin.
If you want to truly stay informed on what's going on in the world, then give us a listen every Sunday, anywhere you get podcasts, at least till Zuckerberg and Twitter Jack deplatform us.
And as always, we're proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Hey, it's Tony Schiavone of AEW, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil J and that pain in the ass, Choppy.
We'll be right back.
This sounds like a fucking Japanese anime cartoon theme. Makes sense. It's Kenny Omega. All right. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We are part of Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media. Forgot to mention that before. We are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network. Whatever the fuck Jimmy Ferrari's doing these days. So, anyway, we're back. I'm going to have some little bit of nosh. Got to get set up for the fucking Clash the Castle. Hammer should be here in a little while. But right now, we're All Elite Wrestling. All Elite Wrestling, AEW. Couple of things, man. Couple of things before we get into the pay-per-view. All Out, which is tomorrow night, 8 p.m., live from Chicago. The Bears. Sorry, not the Bears. Fuck the Bears. As I'm watching SummerSlam 98, and it's Kai and Tai versus the Oddities. With a very young Dick Togo. And Funaki. And Choppy Choppy UPP. That shit. Remember that shit? Good times. Good times. I'm going to eat with my mouth full because I don't care. But as early as yesterday, Malakai Black allegedly was asking for his release, citing mental health issues and the misuse of his character. They're slated to fight tomorrow night, his crew, against the Death Triangle, I believe. But I don't know. Maybe he wants to go back to WWE because his wife is there and now Triple H is in charge. I don't know. He asked for a release. He denied it. He's there. You know, and it's... Listen, I don't know what the schematic... No one can really talk about the schematics of things. Like, you know, we can only observe and give our opinion. I'm not... I like Malakai Black. I'm not... You know, I don't, his gimmick is, it's done a lot. This whole cult thing and the, you know, it, a lot of it is, you know, done already. It's just, you know, his crew is unique because he's got a lot of great characters. And you know, he's got Brody, he's got Buddy Matthews, he's got real talented fucking kids in there that can work, you know. I'm hoping it's just a lapse of judgment on his part, you know. And we talked about AEW having all this talent and, excuse me, not utilizing these guys because and girls because there's too many of them, right? So I don't know, like, I don't want to judge the guy, you know. Because let's be honest, it's not, none of us really know, you know. So... One more thing I want to talk about just before we get into AEW real quick. The splitting of the titles in WWE, if the titles do change hands, do you split them again and put them back on the brands? I don't know. I want to hear your opinion about that after you listen to the podcast. So, and we'll talk about, and I guess on the rant, we'll talk about that if it happens, you know. But anyway, Malakai Black asking for his release, whatever. I saw the video game. Highlights. I saw Colt Cabana playing it on YouTube. The game comes out December 31st. Fight Forever AEW. It has like a Nintendo 64 feel to it. It looks really cool. I'm excited. Ham is excited. He's actually going to get it for the PC. So I may get it for PlayStation. Just because, so I guess if the guys want to play, you know, I really don't. I got a $900 machine sitting here, $1,000, and I don't even use it. It's really for him when he comes here. But he's, you know, he's the only kid I know who has two fucking PlayStations now, you know? So, two PlayStation 5s, I should say. The problem is, like, I don't see him often, but so it just sits here and collects dust. So I don't play video games anymore. I play tabletop sports, you know? I used cards and dice, you know? But anyway, you know, the game is good. There, you know, Tony Khan allegedly, there was a meeting about conduct and a staff meeting about conduct and the new ownership of Warner Brothers Discovery. they want to tone down the language on TV shows. They are relentless, Warner Brothers. They're cutting all departments. They're cutting DC Comics a bunch of shit too. I'm like, I don't know how it's gonna affect. Hopefully, we'll do a Ghetto Geek Squad about that. But it's gonna affect a lot of things. This whole Discovery merger with Warner Brothers. I don't know if it's gonna be like Time Warner when they bought over to Turner shit. But I don't know how that's gonna go with WC, like how WCW fell off. AEW's not gonna fall off, but there's a lot of fucking things they gotta change their shit. It's gonna be really, really hard to maintain some of that momentum, television wise, not talent wise. All right, let's get into All Out tomorrow night from the Now Arena, right outside of Chicago. It's gonna be the Now Arena in Hoffman State, the same place we were at the very, very first one. 8 o'clock, pre-show is at 7 o'clock. Let's get right into it. Here's the pre-shows. AAA World Mixed Tag Team Championship match. Ty and Sammy Guevara against Ruby Soho and Ortiz. They're defending against Ruby Soho and Ortiz. FTW title Hook against defending against Angelo Parker. Pac's going to fight Kip Sabian for the All-Atlantic title. Eddie Kingston versus Tomohiro Ishii of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Stone Pitbull. House of Black, like I mentioned before, would face Sting, Darby Allin, and Miro. Wardlow and FTR versus Jay Lethal and the Motor City Machine Guns. It should be Jay Lethal and the fucking Briscoes, but Tony Khan fucking won't grow some balls and let fucking Jay the Briscoes, Jay and Mark fucking go on their TV show, which is ridiculous. But I see House of Black losing. I see Eddie Kingston possibly winning. Pac will win. Hook will win. And I think Sammy and Ty are going to win too. But with the Wardlow and FTR, I don't see them losing. Ricky Starks versus Powerhouse Hobbs. I see Ricky Starks winning that. There's a championship ladder, casino ladder match. Winner gets a title shot. Claudio, Penta, Fenix, Andrade, Rush, Wheeler Yuta, Dante Martin, and somebody else. We'll see what happens there. I don't know who's going to win that. Maybe whoever's announced will be the wild card. Christian Cage versus Jungle Boy. I see Jungle Boy winning that. And if he doesn't, shame on fucking Christian for not letting the young kids win. Danielson versus Jericho. I hope Jericho fucking loses. He just go on tour with Fozzy. Just leave TV for a little while. I understand what your position. We need some new blood in there. New stories. All right. The AEW Tag Team Championship, Swerve in Our Glory. Swerve in Our Glory are the champions. They're defending against the Acclaimed. The Acclaimed are very over right now. But so is Swerve and Keith Lee. So I don't know if Swerve and Keith Lee are going to lose on one of their first title defenses, but I wouldn't put it past them to give the Acclaimed the straps. So Jade Cargill, still undefeated as TBS champion. She's defending against Athena. And you know better as Ember Moon. I don't see Athena winning. So I see Jade going to retain. For the AEW Trios Championship, the Elite versus Hangman Adam Page in the Dark Order. The Elite just won. I don't know if they're going to lose right away. They just won the titles like 3 days ago. So Thunder Rosa was hurt. She had to give up her Women's Championship. So the interim championship match is going to be Tony Storm versus Britt Baker versus Hikaru Shida and Jamie Hayter. If Tony Storm does not win, this is a stupid story. Tony Storm and obviously her and Thunder Rosa are partners, right? If they're partners and Thunder Rosa comes back, that sets up Tony Storm versus Thunder Rosa. So I don't see, Britt Baker, and if Britt Baker wins, she'll go for the championship again. But it would make sense for Toni Storm to win that. So, I don't know. That's how I feel. But then again, this 50-50 booking that they do over there is ridiculous. All right. I have to eat for sustenance. I can't taste anything. Anyway, after last 2 weeks ago, after that fucking abortion of a storyline with Punk and Moxley, now it's for the AEW Championship. Moxley is now AEW Champion, defending against CM Punk in his hometown. You know, how does Punk lose? He shouldn't lose. Though I'm not big on his character lately. And I don't like Moxley at all. Punk has to win. And make more stories for other contenders. Let's get MJF back. You know, give Eddie Kingston a fucking shot. You know, I would bring Colt Cabana in to fucking fight CM Punk. Because they were friends in real life. That'd be fun. There's so many things I would do with this. But if Punk doesn't win, he loses all momentum. I mean, Moxley's over. Moxley doesn't have to have a title. And at this point, neither does Punk. But for storyline purposes, he should be world champion. Period. For storyline purposes. I don't know if it'll work that way. But it is what it is, right? I just know that it has to happen that way. So I don't know if it's going to work. But it should be an interesting event. Unfortunately, I have to work on Monday, so I can't even party afterwards. So I have to work the holiday this year. So Memorial Day is upon us, which is the unofficial end of summer vacation for a lot of people. All right? So, and that's going to do it for me, man. I hope you guys enjoy all the pay-per-views. I hope you, the premium live events. I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday weekend. I hope everybody enjoys themselves if you're off from work. Labor Day sale on ProWrestlingTees.com is upon us. We have a lot of cool shirts there, so go support us or support our podcast brothers and sisters who have shirts on there as well. Either way, be a mark, buy a shirt, and hopefully next week I'll have some more people in studio. How about that? Wouldn't that be great if I had like a full crew of people to do a podcast? It'd be fucking magical, right? Anyway, I love you guys. Stay safe. Take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the cloud. Don't get arrested. Be a good person. Don't be a jerk off. And God bless you all. I love you guys. And we'll see you guys next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Good night, Gracie. And Canada.